show that to you. That pops up right below the chart. So the chart was what I showed you in the previous screen. This is what comes up below the chart that will always remain with the chart. So if I'm going back and looking at a client I've been working with for 12 cycles, I can have all of their feedback and chart review at the same exact spot. And this goes through, you know, all of the same basic things that you do in a regular follow-up with temperature, tissue, mucus. It gives me space to leave comments for them. Also, they provide the interpretation for their own chart up at the top, and then I can, in red, give any corrections to it or even just, you know, restate what they've stated and said, great job. Another feature is the comment section. We can keep all of our dialogue along with our chart, sort of like an email or chat message back and forth. And the system automatically prompts via email whenever anything is done to the charting app. So as soon as a client gives an instructor access or permission to view the chart, I can go in and see anytime she's changed anything, and emails will be sent to me anytime she's left a comment or has a question. So, and I've already touched on how it's not specifically, it's specifically not designed for automatic interpretation. Okay. So I've already talked a little bit about our support to clients, but I want to touch on a few more basic points that we don't just focus on email only. We've also Skyped with our clients many times, phone, email, text messaging. I mean, I have clients all the time texting me at like 10 o'clock at night on their honeymoon night. Are you sure we're in Vermont? Yes, enjoy. Don't talk to me again for the rest of the night. You know, and I tell them right up front, I'm happy to do that. It's what I love to do. Nobody's in this for the money, and I think a lot of our instructors feel the same way. And another point that I really want to drive home is there's no additional charge for this, and this is for a lifetime. And if it's not the instructor that you originally work with, anybody is happy to that works for CentrePro or any of your instructors are happy to help. And then the online sessions provide a lot of opportunity for extended dialogue. We have couples that come in with some uncomfortable questions that they've been able to feel comfortable asking me online that they might not in my in-person classes. And what's been really neat is I've seen an opportunity to connect more with the males. I email the both email addresses and all my correspondence. And sometimes I'll get emails back from the groom saying, gosh, I really hope my wife is interested in this. Is there anything I can do to encourage her? Do you have any resources out there? And vice versa. Or, you know, gosh, we're contracepting right now because of medical reasons. And then I can say very non-confrontationally, I understand that. Here's a link to an article that you might find interesting. And they can click on that very quickly. And in my in-person classes, I do the same thing. But for some reason, it feels online a little bit more comfortable. I don't have to know whether I have to stand over their shoulder watching them read it. They can do it in the privacy of their own home. And we are trained to approach clients differently in this way. So that leads me to something else that's come up through the online instruction. We've discovered there are three buckets of clients or couples that come to us. One is the well-catechized Catholic who knows they want to use NFP, they're gung-ho to learn, and they're ready to rock and roll. Other clients will come to us and they're unsure. Maybe they want to use NFP, maybe they're contracepting. They just don't know. Maybe they don't feel like they want to chart right now, but maybe down the road. And then there are other clients who come with their guards up, ready for a fight. They are not interested in charting. They do not want you to see their chart, and they want to be done with this requirement. So this has become a problem for us online, and one of the approaches that we've discovered works best over the years is offering an alternative assignment to replace the charting component. We still require them to learn to chart. We still require them to chart online. We still require them to pass the final exam and all the follow-up forms. But instead of making them pass in a chart that they may or may not have authentically charted themselves, we've offered them the option of doing article reflections. And for these article reflections, we ask them to select two articles that they will read and write a one-page one-page review, double space type as a partnership. So whether that means the husband picks one article and does that article, the wife does another article, or they do them both together, we require to hear from both of them. The one that we say that they have to all read is called Married Love and the Gift of Life, and that touches on the church's teachings. The other one they can pick from our article of interest page with some pre-screened articles that we've selected, covering topics that interest a varying degree. Some of them are about birth control and the harmful effects. Some of them are about men from a male's perspective using NFP. Others are information on polycystic ovarian syndrome, endometriosis. There's a ton, and I invite you to visit our website. It's simtopro.org, and under resources, there's a link, and you can view what the articles of interest are. And whether or not they've selected to do the article option, I'm constantly sending my clients to that page. Hey, read this. What you said reminded me of something I read there, and it's one of our most popular links on our website so far.
Excuse me. Some dioceses, though, would they not accept that option? They would say, well, you have to chart?
And I'm glad you brought that up. We have found that a lot of our dioceses require charting, and maybe even more charting than the basic model of what we require, the 4 months. For instance, we work a lot with Phoenix, and in Phoenix, where I'm also from, they require a full month charting in between each session. That's fine, no problem. We can accommodate that. And we also have specific models that I'm going to get into that let you sort of personalize our course, expand on our skeleton model, and add time requirements or whatever you might have. Some dioceses are not okay with article reflection. And so what we've done in those cases, we've created a space on our certificate of completion to specify what the couple has done in the course.
So what dioceses are okay with it?
The majority. I think there are only two dioceses that have a problem with article reflection that have come to us and asked us not to use. But we're open to not using it. And, you know, we found that this is actually a great evangelization and conversion tool. I have had more couples decide to chart after doing the article reflections than couples continuing to chart who've come in charting. It's amazing. And it makes sense because they're educating themselves in a non-abrasive approach. We're not shoving it down their throats. They're choosing. They're discovering it on their own. We also service a lot of people coming out of Portland, Oregon. We service a lot of individuals who are doing it as kind of the health hormone-free movement. And it's been interesting there as well because they are being evangelized without realizing it. They're learning the church's teaching even though they think they're not interested. Did you have a question?
Yeah, about that. Do you do marketing outside of the church community?
We do. One of our instructors is a naturopathic doctor, and she does advertise in her clinic. When I visit my doctors in the Phoenix area, no matter what kind of physician they are, I mention, oh, I'm an NFP instructor. If you have anybody that might be interested, give them a call. And I don't know what the percentage breakdown is of our clients coming to us through that, but we are servicing people of the non-denominational Christian faith a lot. Some of my ongoing clients right now, I think I have 12 of them who are Protestant, non-denominational Christians. Okay, so enrollment and fees. So clients can enroll in two different ways. They can go directly to our website and enroll through us, and they'll be assigned to one of our online instructors. And that costs $110 if they get the free electronic course book. It costs $135 if they get a paper book that's sent to them. So, and I covered earlier that includes all those things. If you have questions about that, let me know. Some of the benefits here is we're an established NFP program. Our online instructors, we service close to 500 clients a year, so we're very experienced. We have a quick turnaround for sending out certificates of completion. Typically, if couples are in a hurry and they want to go through the course in every 2 weeks spacing, we can get a certificate of completion to them within 3 days of them completing all the requirements. So it's very quick. And there's the lifetime support piece. So if you don't want to send clients directly to us, we invite you to partner with us. And we have an interesting model that is a directly beneficial setup to your program. So our office can work directly with your NFP or marriage prep coordinator to set up your own local instructors. And then we charge you a separate fee that you can then set your own margin to charge a little bit extra than what we do and reinvest that profit into your program. Let me show you some concrete examples. For example, with the in-person course fee, we only ask $35 per couple to cover the cost of the materials we send you. From there, most people charge around $100 to $130 per couple, and they take the profit and reinvest in their program. Some people use it to provide babysitting stipends for their teachers. Other people use it to grow and expand their marketing. For online, we can work with you to develop your own portal, which we've done in La Crosse and in Phoenix and in a couple other dioceses, where they have their own personalized website that they see through our portal, that they see with their information on the front, whether it's additional pre-Canna content, whatever you want to be. There's a one-time setup fee for that of $525, and then you are set. And then we can train teachers for you, or you can choose one of your already practicing teachers to move to working online and to take on your online clients. There's a $50 base fee for the course with the free ebook, and $75 if you want the paper material. Yes?
Ask about that first option of the portal that you set up. Is there a portion of the fee that you then send to the diocese as a referral fee for that?
For the immediate setup?
No, I mean, like, say you pay to have that, unless I'm not understanding it correctly, that you have, say we have NFP client couples who come to our diocese and pay NFP page, and they portal through to your website to pay for online instruction. I mean, is this what we're talking
exactly,
about?
Yes. So, and then you would get the difference between, let's say one couple does it and they want an ebook. We only take $50 off of whatever the registration is. And then correct me if I'm wrong, Cindy, and then you get the rest of the profits.
Right. So at the end of the month, or if you set a quarterly payments with Simple Pro, your diocese can get a check back. So currently our classes cost $135 for a couple to take it online to the diocese. The couples will choose that on our website and fill out the registration, pay for the credit card. That full fee goes to Northwest. And then at the end of the month, all those couples, she will pay her, I mean, they will essentially take $135 minus $50 and send that back per couple to me, to our diocese at the end of the month, which is a nice check every quarter that we get.
And then, Cindy, from that, you give a stipend to the teacher who's
right.
teaching.
I use that to stipend our teachers and to grow our program. Mm-hmm.
But what if you don't have a teacher in your own diocese, though? I mean, what if everything is just routed through to your...
And that is an option as well.
You wouldn't get the money back for your diocese?
You would, yeah. No, you wouldn't. You would go through our page. But we have partnered in ways that we... do a unique certificate, for example. If you want your diocese to have a different type of certificate, that's an option that we can do that if you if you think it warrants the amount of numbers.
You can start that way as you're training a teacher to take.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you can start with them and see how you like the touch.
What's the difference between there's a $110 course fee with ebook and $135 for paper book, but then what's the? I think you mentioned in the beginning to take the course for individuals it's $400, but a couple is $510.
That's to become a teacher.
Oh, to become a teacher. teacher.
Yes. So, and to become a teacher, you would need a sponsoring organization like a parish or an NFP office. You can't just stand alone and become a teacher. We like it to be in relationship.
I'm confused.
Okay.
I'm totally confused about
this. Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, I'm totally confused what it is. Can
sure. So,
what we're talking
do
about?
I have a minute to probably.
Why don't you just, why don't you just go straight to you? Why would they bother with going through Phoenix?
Well, that's a. There's. I don't know if you would rather answer that. Why go straight through Northwest? Why or why not go
straight to Northwest?
Yeah.
Oh, why switch side of the portal? We certainly don't have. I mean, you wouldn't have to. You could definitely go straight through them. The benefit to our diocese is that Northwest lets us set up a portal so that we can get part of the monies for our diocese. It's in terms of a couple, if they find Northwest to me, is that what you're saying? And then it's cheaper to take it there, or it's the
but you're saying that couples would probably one-stop shop, they go to Phoenix because they know that you guys are setting the rules, and so why not have you arrange the course and then you make it worth their while?
That can certainly happen for diocese, but we already, you know, we want to have our instructor teaching the course so that each diocese has their own requirements for the length of time, mm-hmm. and we have a longer length of time that they need to be charting. So our instructor knows that.
Okay.
We won't allow a couple to kind of work through the class in 6 weeks or 8 weeks or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so we just feel more comfortable having our own instructor doing that.
So I'm sorry, then the way it works in your diocese, you work out of Phoenix, right?
Well, our relationship is a little complicated. I live in Phoenix, and I teach in-person SymptoPro classes for Cindy. And then my separate hat is that I work for SymptoPro, and I teach online classes hired directly through them at an hourly rate. And I work for them and do a couple other things for them.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe separate those two roles.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm thinking is that I can set up a pipeline, you know, through our contacts in the diocese. So they come through our web page. They go to wherever, you know, like say to I don't know if it would be Northwest or whether it would be, you know, or to some other place that has a Northwest teacher. And if all the Northwest teachers run their own websites, or do they get referrals from Northwest?
There are only three of us that work directly for Northwest, and I'm one of them. And then everybody else is partnered with an NFP office or a specific parish or a sponsoring organization. We don't, like the Creighton Method, for instance, they have silo teachers that are teaching from different parts of the country. We don't, that's not our model. We have a sponsoring organization. And then the three of us that handle the directly online enrolled clients work for Northwest.
So with yours then, if you have a couple in your diocese, they pay the $135, which goes to?
It actually goes right to Northwest.
Right, and then Northwest sends you?
At the end of the month, then they will, like if I have 10 couples that month that took it that way, then they'll send me 10 times whatever it is, $70 back.
And then you pay from that, so you get $700. Who do you pay for doing the instruction?
I pay an hourly rate to my teacher, because she works 15 hours a week for me.
When you say you pay
your
teacher,
not
the teacher who taught the course, because the couple took the course online.
Right, but we work directly with an online instructor. There's, I mean, even though they're taking the course online, there's still a lot that the teacher does to manage that.
These are such great questions, and I don't want to take any more time away from Dr. Farian, but please come see me. I'll be here tomorrow, too, and because there are a lot of different ways that we can partner with you, and it's a little bit complicated, but it'll be clearer if I can sit down with you.
Thank you, Jessica.
And again, what we can have is we have a Thank you.